Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria môre op na 19, Johannesburg 17, Polokwane en Mahikeng ook 19 grade.
In the traffic this afternoon, the N3 southbound is always the problem. There's a crash on the way down to Modderfontein. There's also a crash on the R24 N12 link getting east through there, and the R21 north from Pomona through Olifantsfontein, very busy.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Coach Hugo Bruce names Kaizer Chiefs trio in youthful prelim squad for Bafana Bafana, and Neymar returns from injury for Santos, but his future is unclear.
Die Nasionale Vervolgingsgesag in die Wes-Kaap het aanklagte teen die Burgemeesterskomitee vir Menslike Nedersettings, Malusi Boy, tydelik teruggetrek, hangende ondersoek na nuwe bewysing teen hom en 8 mede-beskuldigdes. Hulle word beskuldig van tenderbedrog ter waarde van 1 miljard rand in Kaapstad se departement van Menslike Nedersettings. In ander nuus, argumente bly die hoofoorsaak van moord in Suid-Afrika, gevolg deur teenaanvalle en wraak. Die minister van polisie, Senzo Mkhwanazi, het die afgelope finansiële jaar se misdaadstatistiek vir die vierde kwartaal bekendgestel in Tshwane Metro vandag. In vergelyking met die tydperk tussen Januarie en Maart verlede jaar, het die moorde in die land volgens die polisie afgeneem van jaar. Die meeste gevalle is egter aangeteken in Gauteng en KwaZulu-Natal, as ook die Wes en Oos.
5,727 murders occurred between January and March this year, which marks a drop of more than 800 cases compared to the same period last year. Gauteng recorded 1,439 murders in the period under review, accounting for 25% of the overall national statistics. It's followed by KwaZulu-Natal with 1,193 reported murders. Most murders occurred in public spaces, with 765 of the country's 2,990 cases reported in Gauteng. More than 1,500 murders occurred in the home of the victim or the perpetrator, Masachaba Sifularo for Jekka FM News.
En vroeër vandag is een persoon dood in Magaliesig-Sandton nadat 'n gebou aan die brand geslaan het. Die woordvoerder van Johannesburg se nooddienste, Xolile Khumalo, sê die oorsaak word nog ondersoek, maar sy herinner inwoners om veral in die koue maande versigtig om te gaan met verwarmers en ander elektroniese toestelle. Die minister van Minerale Hulpbronne, Gwede Mantashe, het intussen vandag die SA Nasionale Petroleummaatskappy geloods. Dit is 'n samensmelting van PetroSA, iGas en die Strategiese Brandstoffonds. Die doel hier is volgens Mantashe om energiehulpbronne meer vaartbelyn te maak.
This country can have between 5 and 8% growth of the economy annually if we touch our oil and gas reserves. What a strange country. You know, Namibia next door here make huge discoveries of oil deposits. We can't touch them here. If we touch oil, we do exploration, we get taken to court and we stay in court forever.
En met al die gesprekke om Starlink, sê die redakteur van My Broadband, Jan Vermeulen, as dit Suid-Afrika toe kom, sal dit 'n groot hupstoot wees wat toegang tot die internet betref, veral in landelike gebiede. Ons gaan die res van die middag 'n oogie hieroor gooi. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 5.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Feeling all of the